Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Mission Possible. And guess who's here? Our friend Chris Cope, who's the executive director of Hastings Family Service. And we are thrilled to be talking to her in September. How are you?
I am good. How are you, Mo?
I'm good. I know you're coming off of the school supply distribution that you do every year so faithfully at Hastings Family Service. And was it just as wonderful as it always is?
It is so much fun. It is really, really fun to watch those kids pick out that backpack. That's my favorite part. And they even get excited about the little things, you know, just which pencils. And we have an extras table that has kind of just an array of miscellaneous things. And this year, after Sterling closed, they sent us all kinds of things, and some of them were kind of odd, but we had these post-it notes that were had individuals' names on them.
Oh, I love
it. And so some of the kids actually could find their own pack of post-it notes, you know, with their names on them. And now we have a large assortment of post-it notes left over with unusual names on them, so we have to figure out what we'll be doing with those. But
why don't you post the unusual names, and maybe there's somebody out there that you should do that.
Exactly. I did pull one of our big volunteers. His name is Doug, and so I found a pack with Doug on it. There must not be too many kids today that are named Doug. Yep. So I opened up that package put it on his office. His office is on one of our walk-in coolers, and he has all of his notes and schedules and inventories.
On post-it notes?
Just tape plastered all over the front of this huge walk-in. You know, his walk-ins are about, 8x10?
Right.
So you just look at that thing, and it looks like a mess to me. But if I write Doug a note and say, Doug, whatever, he'll find it. Right. It doesn't matter where I put it. He sees it. And so it
sounds like my mom's refrigerator at home with all of her artwork.
Well, can you imagine an 8x10? So Doug has his own
post. She would like that, yeah.
Yeah, so what's your mom's name?
Maybe I'll Carol.
I'll see if we have some Carol post-it notes. So anyway.
Carol or Mimi?
So anyway, it is really fun. We had post-it notes, you know, just that were shaped like a letter. So the other day, a little guy named Philip was in, and there was a P. And
I said,
do you want the P post-it notes? And so it really is special because...
Oh, I love hearing stories like this.
Yeah, and I think these kids, you know, really... It just really gets them ready for that first day of school. And I think my favorite little girl this year I got to talk to, she was there with, I think she had two other siblings that were with her. And so I said, what grade are you going into? And she said, second. And I said, well, where do you go to school? And she went to McAuliffe. And I thought she said her name was Mrs. Zabel or something like Mrs. Zabel. And I said, well, do you know her? She said, no. And I said, do you think she's nice? She goes, I've heard she's nice. And, you know, just to have those questions and to watch the excitement as they're...
Now, what if the answer would have been no?
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
We're opening a can of
worms. Well, you know what? Then it's like, you know what? And that happens sometimes. Sometimes we don't get the teacher we want. And those are good learning lessons for kids. And you know, I never, you know how... parents do that. They request the teacher they want, and I never did
that. I don't think you
that.
Can do that anymore.
Yeah, I didn't
that's
do
old,
that.
Old news.
Good. I didn't do that for my children because I thought those are life lessons you have to learn. Is we have to learn how to get along with everyone.
We totally do.
We don't always like everyone, but honestly, just you know, it's just really.
Oh,
really,
it must be so fun to interact with these little cuties.
It is,
and what I love is that you make this such an experience for people. It truly is like going to a store.
It really is. And, you know, we're blessed by this community. So many different people help us with this program. And you know, we definitely do some purchasing out of our own budget, but not a lot. It mostly is covered by this community. And, you know, and the school supply lists are a challenge. One of the challenges.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, one of the challenges we had this year, and unfortunately some of the kids that, so we did our distribution for about 3 days, and it was the week of, I think, August 20th through the 22nd. And then we again did them, I think, on that next Monday and Tuesday, the 25th and 26th. And so we've still had kids filtering in, you know, just one by one. I think on Friday afternoon we had another 6 families that came through the door.
Again, because they probably just are hearing now.
Exactly. And it just pops up on you. But we could not find the calculators that...
Oh, tell me about it. And they're expensive.
Yeah, the calculator that kids need when they start 6th grade is not that. It's $10. So it's not the $100 graphing calculator they need in high school. But, it really, there were no, we shopped high and low and everywhere and could not find them anywhere. And so that's one of our challenges sometimes is just is being able to source everything. And we had them definitely for probably most of the kids. And I don't have our exact numbers. I think we were probably around 300 kids that came through the door.
How does that compare to other years?
The year before we were at 350. So okay. I don't have our final numbers. And we'll continue to have a few filter in. Like today is and tomorrow the first days of school for a lot of kids. And so we will hear from some parents, today and tomorrow, probably after school when the child comes home and says, Mom, I needed this or I needed that. And so we will definitely, continue to try and meet that need. So, but the calculators, we definitely just couldn't. I mean, we went to every Target and Walmart in a 20-mile radius and they're out. So I think other parents will have that problem. But there was a mom who was in last week with her little guy and we didn't have that, and that he was going into sixth grade, and she was concerned. You know, how much is that? It was $10, and I had seen her paperwork and what her income was, and she was on SSDI, which is a disability income, and it was $1,200 a month. Well, her rent was $700 a month, so you can imagine. And then she had to buy food, and how do you buy school supplies and how do you afford a $10 calculator? You just don't, you know, it's a tough one, but we've learned that at the school district now, they actually do at the high school have the graphing calculators available to loan. And so if you can't afford one, you can borrow them or use them, I guess, for the school year.
It's really kind.
It really is nice. And it's
a lifesaver for a lot of people.
Right, and we occasionally do get those calculators donated into our thrift store, and we know enough to keep them on hand, but also to give those to the school district. So they have plenty because, you'll have your kids had to buy them yet? I bet you your daughter, right, has had to buy them at the high school. $100 or $110, I think they are. So, yep, so definitely that is something that, is available. But it is a privilege to be able to kind of do this program. And there are many families who we really don't see them much for other services, but this is a time they come because it's just darn expensive.
And it can send you over the edge.
Yes.
Especially if you have more than one child.
Exactly. And I don't know, Mo, if you know what you spent on your two children, but well over $100,
absolutely.
I would say.
Absolutely.
With that backpack.
With the quote-unquote necessities.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. So we, we really, it is fun just to watch those kids. You know, we have the basic pencils, but then we have some fun, bright-colored pencils, too. And, you know, we have the basic notebooks, but then we have, some of the fun ones, too. And
you know, Chris, how do you know what you're actually going to need? Because you mentioned sixth grade, you need this calculator.
And yeah.
I mean, that just...
It's hard.
I bet it is.
Yeah. So we do an inventory at the end of the season to see what we have, because many years we do have things left over from the year before.
And are there trends?
So we'll look at see how many sixth graders we serve this year, and then we'll see how many fifth. So we only give a calculator out to the sixth graders.
Yep.
And so we remind folks you need to keep that for next year, and we can't be giving you a new calculator every year. So there's certain things like that we don't replace. So what we really do is just keep track of how many fifth graders we did last year, so we'll be prepared next year to have that many calculators on hand
for sixth graders.
Exactly.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, so that's kind of how we can't guarantee that kid's going to come back.
Right.
We can't guarantee how many new sixth graders are coming, and so it is a difficult. And we have streamlined what we do. Every kindergarten class in our district has a different list. One wants 72 glue sticks, I think it is, or it's pencils, I forget. And one needs 24. And so we've just come up with a standard amount that we can give because it was just becoming too challenging to try. And
you would think it would be universal.
Yep, it's just based on what the teacher needs and, the teacher's curriculum and what they need for that. And in many of the classrooms now, they, for the younger grades, they have them just put all their pencils in like a big bin.
Right.
And
yep.
Then when they need a new one, any child can go get one. And so we decided we don't have to give 72. we can give 24, you know, and that's seems like a good amount.
Yes.
Yeah, so we've kind of streamlined the way we do it. We used to keep all school supplies lists, and it doesn't work. And the great thing is that this program is really happens because we have many retired teachers that help us do it.
And they know the importance.
They sure do. So they give us a lot of feedback on how, and they set it up. We have many women from the AAUW who happen to be retired teachers. Mary Ellen Olson and Diane Fox and Sharon Brown, they're all,
dear
Kathy
people.
Sherry, and a whole group of them. And so it's really wonderful.
I didn't know those ladies had first names. I just knew
Mrs.
them.
Mrs., yes, exactly. Mrs., yes.
And Miss, yes.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and one of the other things, this year we had an overabundance of notebooks and dry erase markers. And so we have some great groups. We have a church that actually orders, Branchline Church orders us school supplies via Amazon, and they ship them directly to us. And we had more than we needed of the dry erase markers, so we've been able to bring those up to the individual schools. So they have a stockpile
Those
kind of things
good.
That they can use throughout the year, because on occasion kids do, you know, run short, and that's a good way to just kind of keep them supplied. So some of our teachers boxed up like two or three boxes for each school, and those
good.
Are the, I think they also went to C's and all the
great.
Parochial schools too. So yeah, so it really is a fun program. And Tony Riley, one of our volunteers, he brought in his ice cream machine, and so kids get to get an ice cream cone, you know, kind of just as a fun thing, just to make the same thing, like probably when you bring your kids to Target, they get a treat, you know, and so there's a little treat that kids get to have during that time. So we really want to make it as fun as possible. The other thing that kids get is every child gets a coupon to be able to go into our thrift store and just pick out a clothing item.
Now that is incredible, because that's kind of new, isn't it?
No, we have done that for a while now.
Okay.
And so it's kind of a nice way to pick out a school item if they need be. We all have always done that as well. So really, it's a busy 5 days. There's just a lot of activities and a lot of bodies and a lot of fun and a lot of laughter. And you do see those kids really just change their whole outlook, I think, when they know that they're ready and they're going back with the same thing that everybody else has.
And the parents, how you must really ease their load.
Yes, exactly. We had a parent... some parents, a husband and wife, that came in on Friday afternoon, and they had just moved here from Alexandria. And so they didn't bring their sixth grade son. And so they were going through and picking out the school supplies, and they were just talking about, you know, how anxious their son is right now, and, you know, how difficult it is. And I think in our district, they do such a great job at both the middle and high school, where they have these buddies and link crew and things like that, where they make those new children make sure that they have someone that they can identify and know their name and reach out to, and not just be the single person. But I can imagine being in sixth grade and a boy having to go to that middle school, and you know, so the fact that we can help them provide, make sure that he has everything he needs for his school too. That particular mom had already gotten a calculator, so we were thrilled, because, like I said, we didn't have any. And but I'd asked her where she got hers, and she did get hers online. So I said, well, I'm so grateful that you had that, because this was Friday. So I said, you know, we really want him to be able to start on time, start well equipped. So yeah, so you know, it's a great thing for, you know, those parents out there. I think one of the best things we can do for those kids that don't have everything is just have the other kids just make them feel okay about it. Because I think it's really, I've always had everything I need. And I just, it just is such an insecure feeling. And so I just can't imagine, you know, you're always going to feel like you're standing out when you don't have what you need. And so we're very grateful that we can provide this program, and this community does it for us. As you know, in the spring, our middle school does that huge tug of war, and we use actually the money they raise for that tug of war. We use that to pay for the school supplies.
Love it. What a great
kids,
great.
And I always
use
say it's kids helping kids.
It
you
is.
Know, and the kids don't get to see it as well. Somebody I'm friends with Facebook on, she wanted her her granddaughter to do something to kind of just be aware of what happens with schools, so, you know, kids that don't have school supplies. So her granddaughter did a lemonade stand, and so she brought in the money, and I think she raised $40 or $50. And then her grandma decided to do a Facebook fundraiser in addition to that, and so she raised another $45. And so, I mean, it was just a creative way. And so they came in, and the granddaughter had a tour, so she got to see like what the school supply room looks like. And you know, what a great way to just kind of plant that seed with a young person about, you know, you're lucky that your grandparents and your parents can provide you with what you need, but not everybody might be that lucky. And so, yeah, so it's really fun to see the community rally around it. And and definitely, if you still need school supplies, we can help you with that.
Thank you.
You can call and just make call and ask for Maddie, and she'll schedule an appointment at a time that works for both of you to get that to get everything you need. So call sooner than later. We want your kiddos to have what they need, so that they're
sooner than later.
Yep,
right.
Sooner than later. So so don't feel like it's too late. And definitely we can make things happen for you. And we definitely have a lot. I bet you there's probably over 100 backpacks still in our room. So
wonderful.
Yes. Yeah, so we're in good shape, and we'll continue to give out school supplies all year long, because new kids move to the
sure.
community. And so folks that live at the Lewis House, many times we provide their kids with school supplies, because sometimes they do end up coming to school here rather than back at their home mm-hmm. school. And so that's another way that we continue to use that that supply. But we're in good shape with plenty to go around for anybody else that comes through the door. So give us a call. You can just call us at 437-7134. There is some paperwork that you are required to have. We just need to have a piece of mail and a picture ID from the parent, but we also need proof of enrollment from the child's school with their home address on it. And so if you get that bus postcard that says this is where your bus is going to pick you
that
up,
that works.
It'll be addressed to the parent of you know, Joey Johnson or whoever the little guy is, and it'll have their address. So we just need to see that the child is living here in School District 200, and it's pretty basic. So, and if you don't have that, we can help you find that proof of enrollment. So please give us a call, 437-7134. Go to our website. You can read all about school supplies there, and it has information about what you would need. And then just ask for Maddie, and she will schedule a time with you.
Wonderful. Thank you for all you do. Gosh, what a great service that is for parents that are needs a little bit of help with back to school. And I'm glad to hear it's not too late.
It is never too late.
That's so great. Chris Culp, the executive director of Hastings Family Service, do give them a call, 651-437-7134, and schedule an appointment if you do need one. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth, Mission Possible on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.